Matthew chapter 24. As Jesus left the temple and was walking away, his disciples came up to him to call his attention to the temple buildings. Then he replied to them, "Do you see all of these things? Amen, I tell you, not one stone here will be left on another that will not be thrown down." While he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately and said, "Tell us, when will these things happen? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "Watch out that no one deceives you, because many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and they will deceive many people. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, because all these things must happen. But that is not yet the end. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. But all these things are only the beginning of birth pains. Then they will hand you over to be persecuted, and they will put you to death. You will be hated by all nations because of my name. Then many will fall away from faith. They will betray each other and hate each other. Many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Because lawlessness will increase, the love of many will grow cold. But whoever endures to the end will be saved. This gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will come. Therefore, when you see abomination that causes desolation, that was spoken of through the prophet Daniel, standing in the holy place, let the reader understand. Then those who are in Judea should flee to the mountains. The one on the housetop should not go down to take anything out of his house. The one who is in the field should not return to get his clothes. How terrible it will be for those who are pregnant or are nursing babies in those days. Pray that your fight will not take place in the winter or on a Sabbath. For at that time there will be great distress, unlike any that has happened since the beginning of the world until now, and unlike any that will happen again. If those days were not shortened, nobody would be saved. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened. At that time, if anyone tells you, 'Look, here is the Christ,' or 'There he is,' do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and will perform great signs and wonders so as to deceive even the elect, if it were possible. See, I have told you in advance. So if I tell you, 'Look, there he is in the wilderness,' do not go out there. Or, 'Look, here he is in the inner rooms,' do not believe it. Just as the lightning flashes from the east and shines as far as the west, so it will be when the Son of Man comes. Wherever the carcass may be, there the vultures will gather. Immediately after the misery of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky. And at that time all the nations of the earth will mourn. They will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. He will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other." You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.